RadioSaintPete.com.
RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell reviews The Hummingbird Project, now playing in area theaters.
How is The Hummingbird Project not based on an adapted screenplay? It screams, this is based on actual events. Because it is so absurd, there must be an automatic pause for the writer to say, you wouldn't believe me if I made it up. Well, writer-director Kim Nguyen made it up. But I want to believe him that a couple Wall Street guys out to game the system would sell with a straight face a project to build a fiber optic line from Kansas City to New Jersey in a straight line, under mountains, lakes, swamps, and sacred Amish farmland. This feels like one of those long-form magazine articles which go viral. It didn't Elementary, the Sherlock Holmes Weekly on CBS, starring Johnny Lee Miller, do an episode somewhat similar to this? The point is, perhaps this is the ultimate original screenplay. It is so shocking, two goofballs with more foolhardy moxie than risk management skills have not attempted this feat in real life. Because only true originality could produce such a strong, haven't I seen this somewhere before feeling? Apparently, milliseconds matter. Wall Street receives their investment and trading information from its source in Kansas City in 17 milliseconds. In the spirit of there's something about Mary's 6-minute abs instead of 7-minute abs, what about 16 milliseconds instead of 17? Vincent Zaleski, played by Jesse Eisenberg, claims he knows how to make this dream a reality. In zippy financial speak, in the realm of even more complicated screenplays like Margin Call and Arbitrage, Vincent explains the potential rewards of working on information 1 millisecond faster than the competition. However, Vincent wants to keep his idea from those who may stake a claim to his intellectual property. The evil Ava Torres, played by Salma Hayek. Ms. Torres comes off as a demanding boss to work for. But we've seen far worse on screen. Wouldn't you rather work for someone who demanded results, but also cut you loose to go figure it out without micromanaging every pencil click? Give me Ava Torres any day over Mr. Lumberg at Initech. Vincent steals Ava's prize, big ideas man, Anton, played by Alexander Skarsgård, to write the code for this millisecond epiphany tunnel. Anton is also Vincent's cousin. Nguyen picks up our Manhattan dwellers, pivots the film's slick start, and transforms the rest of the business into a cinematic logistical nightmare. Thousands of land leases must be signed, drills must break, phones must be yelled into, and the pacifist, farm-dwelling Amish must be sweared at and threatened. What we were led to believe, that The Hummingbird Project is about saving a millisecond, reveals it is more concerned with how much is too much, and how far is too far. In their own ways, the project throttles Vincent and Anton as well. Vincent suffers physically, with the amount of responsibility hanging over his head. Anton suffers emotionally. He is separated from his wife and two daughters. Ava threatens his freedom with letters like FBI, and Vincent demands near impossible code to satisfy some boastful promises made to investors. Financial thrillers and guys in over their heads frequently make worthwhile films. But The Hummingbird Project is worth a look, not so much for an unrecognizable Skarsgård and his fake bald head. It's for Eisenberg's performance. Eisenberg may be most famous for portraying Mark Zuckerberg in The Social Network as a condescending, smarmy guy, but a smarmy guy with vision. Eisenberg's Vincent Zaleski is Zuckerberg on speed. He talks faster, he sweats fear, and we can see the breakdown coming, even though Nguyen has something else up his sleeve instead of the heart attack or mental crackup you imagine lurks around the next calamity. In the few times Salma Hayek is on screen, she exerts power and has an amusing scene lording her presence over a cowering Anton in a hot tub. If Ava Torres wasn't such a one-dimensional personality, and the film elbowed aside some superfluous tunnel construction, she most likely would strengthen the narrative and leave a more lasting impression. Nguyen may have come up with a creative idea about milliseconds we already thought was a thing, but it's his characters and their suffering for the sake of that millisecond which propels an engaging film. That is why I give The Hummingbird Project 3 out of 4 stars.
The Hummingbird Project is rated R, now playing at AMC Sundial 20, Regal Park Place Stadium 16, AMC Woodland Square 20, Regal Citrus Park Stadium 20, AMC The Regency 20, and AMC Bradenton 20. RadioSaintPete.com film critic Charlie Jewell is a member of the Washington, D.C. Area Film Critics Association. To read more of Charlie's reviews online, visit charliejewell.com.